Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, July 8th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that says statewide and legislative office holders and candidates accepted more than $4 million in contributions from wealthy out-of-state special interests in 2013. The 2013 contributions, coupled with out-of-state contributions in 2011 and 2012, indicate outside money and its influence on Wisconsin elections may be here to stay. With us to talk about the report is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, the report chiefly deals with the specifics of out-of-state contributions in 2013, who got them, who gave them, and says there's a growing amount of big contributions from wealthy outsiders in recent years, and contends that may continue in the future. Can you talk about the last few years, the bump up in out-of-state contributions, and why that may continue?
We had always seen some money coming into Wisconsin from out-of-state, and some election years would be more than others. It fluctuated over the years, but we saw a big explosion in out-of-state giving in 2011. And, of course, that's an odd-numbered year, not a normal election year, but we had a bunch of Senate recall elections in 2011, and those elections became something of a national referendum. So a huge number of outside interests got involved in those elections, and we saw a lot of donors from outside of Wisconsin pouring money into those recall elections. So we saw a big spike in 2011, and then in 2012 we saw more recall elections, including one for governor, and that's where we saw an explosion in out-of-state donations, and that big spike in 2012. Again, there was some sense to it because it was a year when we had recall elections, including a record-breaking governor's election that was record-breaking as far as spending was concerned. Would have expected 2013 to drop back to customary levels. We didn't have any big elections in 2013. There was nothing that we would have looked at and said, well, geez, we should be seeing something along the lines of 2011 or 2012. Would have expected it to fall back to traditional levels, and it hasn't. It stayed at a level that is equal to what we saw in 2011, and it's way higher than what we've been seeing in the past. So what that suggests is that we now have sort of a new normal in Wisconsin politics where out-of-state donors are playing a bigger role in our state elections and may well continue to do that into the future. If they're giving at these levels in 2013, then you got to expect that that's going to continue in 2014 and perhaps beyond.
Could you briefly contrast that big spike in recent years since 2011 with what out-of-state contributions used to hang around at before that?
We never saw more than about $2 million in money coming from outside of Wisconsin. That was 2006, and we thought that was a huge spike at the time. Those were unprecedented numbers of out-of-state donations back in the 2006 election, and most of that was the governor's race, and a lot of the money was going to Jim Doyle at the time. And, and we saw the spending rise a little bit in even-numbered years, those being election years, and it would drop in odd-numbered years when you might only have maybe a state Supreme Court election. So we saw it fluctuate a little bit, never getting higher than $2 million. And then all of a sudden 2011 comes, and not an ordinary election year, but we had these recall elections, and it jumps to $4 million. So it's double what we had ever seen in any election year in the past, and so twice as much out-of-state money flows in. Then 2012, it shoots up to over $17 million. A lot of that, of course, coming into the governor's race in 2012. So we were just dealing with unprecedented sums of out-of-state money. And kind of expected that maybe it would drop back to pre-2011 levels, and maybe we would see something on the order of what you would have even seen in 2006 or maybe even less. And instead, it has stayed just as high as it was in 2011, $4 million coming in 2013, and there weren't really any elections to speak of, but the of outside money is still pretty high, and you got to figure it's going to intensify in 2014 with another governor's election on the ballot.
Let's talk about the out-of-state contributions in 2013, about $4.1 million. Who are the top recipients, and why do you think that is?
Scott Walker, by a long shot. I mean, he got almost all of the money. $4 million comes in, $3.7 million of it to Governor Walker alone. And number two on the list, you got to go all the way down to just shy of $160,000, that going to Mary Burke, his Democratic opponent in the governor's race. Beyond that, you fall all the way to $44,000. That was Pat Rogensack, a member of the state Supreme Court. You're dealing with tens of thousands of dollars going to other committees and candidates after that, but obviously a huge drop-off from the amount of out-of-state money that's going to Governor Walker. He's the real magnet for out-of-state money. He's the one that's driving this phenomenon.
Who are the top contributors? I understand the report totals out-of-state contributions by special interest group as well as cites top giving individuals and couples from outside the state. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Big business interests mostly, anything from real estate developers to, to people in various corporate interests, various industries. The top donors of all are Dick and Betsy DeVos out of Michigan. They are people who have given to Governor Walker and given large sums to Governor Walker before, have also dumped a lot of money into Wisconsin elections through a group that they run called the American Federation for Children. And before that, it was known as All Children Matter. So the DeVos family has had an interest in trying to influence Wisconsin elections for some time. They've become big personal donors to Governor Walker. The DeVos family founded Amway Corporation, and Betsy DeVos was a longtime chair of the Michigan Republican Party. So they've been long active in Republican Party politics, big business interests. You look through the rest of the list, and it's a lot of people, again, in business. Richard and Elizabeth Uline of Uline Corporation down in Illinois. You see somebody like Foster Freeze from Wyoming. You see Rex Sankfield from Missouri. They have often shown up as big donors to campaigns around the country that are pushing the idea of school privatization. They're interested in these voucher programs and have poured a lot of money into states backing candidates who favor school privatization. You see a lot of folks like that. Bruce Kovner, Jeff and Sharon Jonas, they're big into real estate development from New York and Utah, respectively. So we're talking about donors from coast to coast and all points in between. It's a remarkable array of different states that are pouring money into Wisconsin. So it's not just neighboring states. It's not people who are close to Wisconsin. Really, it's business interests who have an ideological stake or a particular issue interest like school privatization that they're trying to push. And so regardless of where they live, and they live in all parts of the country, they've taken a sudden interest in trying to influence Wisconsin politics, and they're really trying to drive a national agenda. So it's not just Wisconsin that they're meddling in. They're trying to do this in a lot of different states. The DeVos family is a great example of that. They are actively involved in trying to steer elections in dozens of different states. Wisconsin happens to be one that's right at the top of their list.
Okay. Thanks for your comments, Mike. For more details about out-of-state contributions to Wisconsin candidates in 2013, as well as lists of the top recipients and contributors, check out the July 8th report on the Democracy Campaign website. Thanks for listening.